Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者。
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin colour.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
I just think it's very unfair that because of past performance in this area, and particularly in my school, that I haven't got in, and I know a lot of others. It's just heartbreaking seeing my friends upset because they haven't got in because of previous results, or to do with where you live or what school you go to. It just shouldn't determine how you can do. You can go anywhere and still get the results. It is not fair how the system's worked. A computer that doesn't even know me, that computer doesn't know that I got to school every single day at 7 a.m. revising from the whole of year 13. That computer doesn't even know who I am, that I exist. I just don't think it's fair at all. And I'm really disappointed.
This week, on Thursday the 13th of August, hundreds of thousands of A-level students in England, Wales and Northern Ireland received their A-level results. While some students were pleased with the outcome, many were left disheartened after receiving lower grades than what they were hoping. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, A-level exams in the UK were cancelled earlier this year. Students that were due to take their leavers exams received predicted grades calculated by the Office of Qualifications and Examinations, also known as Ofqual. Ofqual used a digital algorithm which allocated grades based on mock exams and teacher assessments. However, according to the official figures published on Thursday morning, nearly 40% of A-level assessments by teachers were downgraded. As a result, controversy has surrounded how results have been decided. Nevertheless, the Education Secretary, Gavin Williamson, has insisted the system is fair and robust and defended the grading system.
I do understand their concerns, but there is nothing that I won't do to make sure that we have the maximum amount of fairness for students in these unprecedented times. We've seen the number of students getting A's or A stars go up by 2% this year. You're seeing students get better grades this year than they got last year, which will hopefully be open the opportunities, whether that's to university, whether that's to college, or whether that's going into apprenticeship and the world of work.
Besides the controversy surrounding lower grades, ministers are also facing pressure over a last-minute change to allow students to choose their mock exam results if they are unhappy with their grades. On Tuesday evening, government ministers said that pupils receiving predicted grades can use their mock results if they are better, but they will not be able to appeal until at least a week after their results day. And Labour leader Keir Starmer criticised these last-minute changes by calling it shambolic.
This is a complete fiasco. It was obvious that this was going to be difficult, but it's been weeks or months in the coming to have an 11th hour decision that's caused widespread chaos amongst teachers I've been speaking to, families and young people. It smacks of incompetence.
Complaints have been sent to both Ofqual and the Department for Education, arguing the algorithm is unfair and potentially discriminatory. And next.
Oh,
It admits the disorder between China and Hong Kong. On Monday, Hong Kong's media tycoon and prominent pro-democracy figure, Jimmy Lai, was arrested on suspicion of committing foreign collusion crimes in breach of Beijing's national security law and conspiracy to defraud. Nine others were also arrested, including his two sons and four senior executives at his company, Next Digital Media, the publisher of Apple Daily, Hong Kong's largest daily tabloid. Jimmy Lai, who is considered a traitor by China, was arrested under a new security law imposed by Beijing on June the 30th in response to a year of pro-democracy unrest in the former British colony, which returned to China in 1997 under a one-country, two-systems formula aimed at preserving its autonomy. However, on Wednesday, he was released on bail and greeted by a group of supporters chanting, "Fight till the end." In his weekly live stream from Apple Daily, Lai said on Thursday that he had expected to be arrested under the laws, which came into force on the 30th of June, but was surprised it had happened so quickly while the world's attention was still on Hong Kong.
The prospect of spending the rest of your life in jail, perhaps in a Chinese prison, wouldn't exactly thrill you.
Well, I'm not gonna think about this. I'm not gonna think about things that scares me. I'm staying here. I'm staying here till the end. If we go down, we go down together. We burn together. That's my promise to my people.
The sweep of arrests has raised fears that China will use the new law to undertake a broad crackdown on Hong Kong's pro-democracy activists and media figures. And finally,
Donald Trump has already started his attacks, calling Kamala, quote, nasty, whining about how she is, quote, mean to his appointees. It's no surprise, because whining is what Donald Trump does best, better than any president in American history.
This week, Joe Biden, the Democratic challenger in November's U.S. presidential election, finally picked his candidate for vice president, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was born to a Jamaican father and Indian mother in Oakland, California, in 1964. If Mr. Biden wins the November election, Harris will become the first Black and Asian American to hold the vice president title. On social media, people in support have praised Kamala Harris's selection as Democratic presidential candidate, as it could bring substantive change to Americans especially. Following the recent events in the US, including the sustained protests around George Floyd's killing and calls for justice for Breonna Taylor, it has left many Americans rethinking about the policies surrounding policing, justice, and racial equity. However, President Donald Trump has made an attack at this decision through spreading a discredited conspiracy theory which questions Kamala Harris's eligibility to serve in the White House.
I heard it today that she doesn't meet the requirements. And by the way, the lawyer that wrote that piece is a very highly qualified, very talented lawyer. I have no idea if that's right. I would have assumed the Democrats would have checked that out before she gets chosen to run for vice president. But that's a very serious. They're saying that she doesn't qualify because she wasn't born in this country.
No, she was born in this country, but her parents did not. The claims say that her parents did not receive their permanent residence at that time.
I don't know about it. I just heard about it. I'll take a look.
In the past, Donald Trump has also led this false so-called birther movement against former President Barack Obama when he questioned his US citizenship and eligibility to serve. So far on social media, critics have branded this theory as racist. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.